Well, we're going to take our tequila bottle full of water and play this next song here.
It's going to be really fun.
Watch out.
That H2O make you say crazy stuff.
I'm seeing things up there.
Well, we're going to do a little more music here, and then we've got a third set in store. So, do you have another gear? We've got another gear. We're gonna try to take it there. We're gonna push.
It's the After Midnight set, the August 9th set. And once that, what's really in that tequila bottle kicks in, you never know what's gonna happen. Funny, yeah. Just drink some more water.
It's water. It tastes a little metallic, but I don't know. Besides that.
Hank Williams that I should tell you. For 7 years of his life, he had a Mexican wife who distilled him a very special brew. So I drank a little honky-tonk tequila, and I began. When he wants an explanation for his daddy's reputation, don't you tell him about all the things we did. Don't you tell him about all the things we did.
With a dobro on his knee. Let's hear those dobros.
Down on you right now. Play that dobro, Anders. Firstborn son, when he wants an explanation for his daddy's reputation, don't you tell him about all the things we did. Don't you tell him about all the things we did.
That's Dave playing the sixth string.
Well, that's
should play another one, that's so pretty. I messed up a little bit today. We loaded our stuff in. Our bus was parked there. They told me we needed to move the bus, so I pulled the bus around. I was turning around the corner. I took it rather wide, as wide as I could, and then the back wheel sort of slid into this ditch, and the whole bus is sort of at this angle, and I'm like, oh shit, like, what's going on? So, there's that moment of truth when you get stuck in the mud, and what are you gonna do? Are you gonna get out? Are you gonna get it? Are you gonna get out? So, I put her in the gear, and I stepped on that gas. And oh man, we were stuck. So our bus is stuck right there. I'm so sorry about it. I think it inconvenienced a few people. There might be a couple cars that are stuck in there. So I gotta just say I'm real sorry about that. And sorry for the inconvenience. We're just here doing our best. And I want to give a big thanks to our friends who have a bus jack, and they're gonna jack us out of there tomorrow morning. So let's give a big cheers to them. Thank you so much. Though it wasn't part of the plan, I'm now playing in the band. A better life, I really couldn't say. And now I sang the blues for the sweet girl I had to lose. She couldn't take my honky-tonk ways. So she's drinking that honky-tonk tequila, and I'm beginning to feel that you'll someday be an uncle to my kid, my firstborn son. When he wants an explanation for his daddy's reputation, don't you tell him about all the things we did. Uncle John is drinking that honky tonk tequila, and I beginning to feel that you'll someday be an uncle to my kid, my sweet baby girl. When she wants an explanation for her daddy's reputation, don't you tell her about all the things we did. What I did back there. Hey, we're gonna be right back with a third set in just a few minutes. We're gonna retreat to the safety of the backstage. And a big cheers to Green Sky Bluegrass. That's Dave, and that's Anders picking so nice.